Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. Yes, we do. It takes unification, education, and collaboration. You are listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is mine for Monday. We're going to go short and sweet here. I hope your week is starting off great. You know, we give you some information to think about. We're humanitarians over here. We have big hearts and lots of love. And big hearts and lots of love can be felt by everybody and everything. But before we get started, I need to give you encouragement for today. And that is, the brilliance of true humanity lies in surmounting feelings of envy with the resolute attitude, I create an even more wonderful life for myself. If you are jealous of others, you will not advance. You will only become miserable. Please do not be defeated or consumed by such emotions. That's what it's all about here. And we got NG coming on. We're going to be short and sweet today because you know we have something to help you start your week off with being mindful. But before we get going, we're going to play you a little bit of this just to get you in the mood.
If you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
That's right. We're all here to be used. But keep in mind, we are not here to be misused. We are not to be misused, and we are not to misuse others. So, you know, we got Ang with us, and we're going to be short and sweet. Ang, are you with us this evening?
Hey, hey, everybody. I hope everybody had a relaxed and relaxed and loving weekend. Happy Monday. Yes, 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 I'm here. Today was one of the wonderful days, Linda, and to all my wonderful family out there that we are, because we all should definitely bend a knee, take a moment of silence, add to our prayer list of the laid to rest John Lewis, who has been fighting all of his little life. 80 years is very young. So that's letting us know right off the bat, you know, that, you know, life is short. And with all these things that's happening, these current events that's going on, it's not helping. So just reflecting on some of the profound things that John Lewis inculcated in his legacy, that I feel that we all should grasp and perhaps add to our life, or if you don't want to add to your life the legacy of Mr. Lewis, definitely begin to write your own legacy. He was encouraging us to find a way to get in the way. Make necessary trouble. Never yeah. give up. Never give up or give out. Get in the way. We all live in the same house. Be bold. Be courageous. Never hate. Be one people and one love. And never forget to get in some good trouble. You know, those words and throughout different statements from, because it was profound speeches he gave. Those are some of the words that I grasped from things that he believed in and he lived by. And I find that it's very fitting today, you know, with the protesting that's still going on. For Black lives, you know, trying to be heard and be seen and believed that no longer is the mistreatment of any culture, but especially the Black culture. We need to say something, do something, stand up and speak out. Not act out, speak out. Because, see, when you stand up and you speak, you see, and that's what one thing that was honorable about John, that everybody that came in contact with him, I spent time with him. You got a chance to be around greatness when you was around him, because he would speak to you with respect. He would speak of things and events in his life in a respectful manner, even though he got his head bashed in. You could see the scars if you look real close. His skull was cracked. You see, back in the day. He was in prison, and sometimes he would even smile on some of those pictures because he knew he was standing for something good. It was called good trouble. That's when he discovered good trouble. And that's a wonderful way to say it, you know, because when you're doing and you're making trouble and you're standing for trouble, let it be about good trouble and not bad, because it's enough bad trouble that's out there that's gonna don't need no help, should I say, because bad trouble is totally opposite of good trouble. So don't get those two mixed in together, you see. And then we have a wonderful Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was one of his mentors. as we know. And if you don't know, he was a mentor of wonderful John Lewis. And at the age of, I think it was 19 or 18, when he wrote a letter to Martin Luther King, and Martin Luther King wrote him back and actually met him. And that's how he became the youngest to speak, and boy, did he speak. But Dr. Luther King left us this saying, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great to a burden to bear. And that is so true, you know. And that's really true in my life. I do cling to love. I do try to find ways to love instead of hate. Hate is so dark and so lonely and so cold and so emotional. Hate hurts, you know. And when I was called names and being, you know, mistreated, any mistreatment, whether I was a child, an adult, teenager, you know, you remember those feelings, you see. And you don't want to ever go back there, nor do you want to. And then when somebody ever, you know, you made me cry, you made me, and it just does something to your heart if you have a heart of love. If you're trying, your goal is to love first and to put a smile on somebody else's face first, or to do something simple as just, you know, stepping aside so they can go by. Simple little things. It doesn't take a lot to make somebody's day, you know. You see somebody looking away, looking so mad, you just, hey, turn that frown upside down. And if you don't want to, don't feel like it, that's okay, because I smile for you. I smile for you today if you can't smile for yourself today. See, pass or give out a smile. You see, you know, children, if you never notice, they're so sweet in all cases. Don't ever say there's a bad kid. No. These are babies, and they're just learning to find their way. So they got to speak out. Be bold any kind of way they can, whether it's to act out. They don't know they're acting out until you tell them. So now they know, oh, okay, I'm acting out. You know, and when they start talking, they'll tell you, too, what you doing over there? I'm acting out. You know, you be careful what you say to these kids, because they sure will repeat them. So, you know, don't put a title on stuff, on behavior that they're doing. You just say, no nonsense. I like to hear them say that. What you doing? No nonsense? Good. Now come on over here. Let's talk about that no nonsense, you know, because you don't want them acting out. Because then they'd be in school, the teacher would be like, stop doing that. That's not good. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm acting out. You know, who wants to have them telling their teachers, and then they grow up later, and with the employees over there, hey, what are you doing over there? You're not on the phone. You're not working. What are you doing? Acting out. Shoot. You know, who does that? And then, next, you know, they get their walking papers. So let's find creative ways to redirect our leaders, our future leaders. You know, usually in most cases we try to do better when we have an opportunity to be a parent or an auntie. You know, you have the little ones with you too. You know, they always, they're going to drop them off at auntie's. So you got your moments of time with them. I know you're a wonderful aunt, even a great aunt, as we found out from Andrea the other day. I hope she's still celebrating. But,
she is.
You know, that's good. Because, you know, and that's good, because we have to find things to celebrate that puts empowerment and happiness within ourselves. And love is a strong word. It's a strong feeling. It's always meant to be that way, because that's how it was inculcated in us. We are here from love. We exist from love. There was a sacrifice of love on our behalf to exist. So, you know, you have to realize love is there, you know, but sometimes in life situations, we have young ones having babies. They don't even know how to dry their own ears, let alone yours. So they don't know which way to direct you, because they're still trying to find their way. So then you have to, if you're tumbling up through life, up and down that roller coaster with a young parent, or they done dropped you off and left you so they can go on to live, you know, and you got to deal with whatever home or family member you had to grow up with, whatever was in that umbrella, you know. And then now you're just tussling and bouncing around and picking up here and there from the teachers, and picking up here and there from other people's families and friends and families, because you know, hey, I didn't even know daddy's living in the house. I didn't have a daddy live in my house, you know. So the things that you might have felt or feel that you know lost along the way, or you didn't grow up with or by, or didn't understand, and the lessons that you didn't get to learn because you had one parent or no parent, you see. But you always had your parent that you can't see, you see. Our parents that you can't see has always been in our life. And still in our life to this day, directing and comforting us along the way, finding ways for you to go instead of going down this way, go this way. Sometimes you don't want to go with that feeling. Sometimes you know what? It's called your gut. Follow your gut sometimes. I know myself, I have to beat myself up sometimes. If I follow my gut, 50, 60, 70 things on my list wouldn't be there if I just followed my gut, because it would have worked itself out. You know, but what if? See, leave what ifs on the shelf, honey. Let what ifs pop out when it's going to cause your life. Then you want to throw off those what ifs, you see. But if you're about to do something, you know, it might be better, but, you know, go with your gut. Your gut says it feels good when you start running that through your brain and it gets down into your gut. Your gut digesting it, go with that. Trust me, you'll be all right. But remember our brothers here, John Lewis. What a wonderful, wonderful way to leave a wonderful example for his son and his family members, to have had such a leader in the family. And we all have leaders in our own families as well, okay? We have good leaders and bad leaders, and in between leaders and questionable leaders. We have leaders in our families, you know, and even ourselves, if we look in the mirror, we are our own. We are good leaders too, you see.
Yes.
We have good things
I
that
agree.
We can offer. Don't put yourself down. Get yourself off the shelf and dust yourself off. You know, make yourself some good trouble. Become good trouble. Practice good trouble.
I like that, yes.
You know, be a necessary trouble. You know what that might be. Think about marinate on that. You know, in those times and moments when you should have gave up, you didn't give up.
No.
You see, but never give up when it's in the amount of good or amount of empowerment or if it's going to plant a seed for that niece, nephew, or that family member, that surrogate family member that just showed up on your step and just never left. You ever had some of those happen? Just show up. You're always there. Well, dang, there's some kids that's been in my life. You know what? You can't just be a friend. You gotta be an auntie. You give your a family title right away, because the
right.
bond is there. You see, the bond is there. That they know the direction is there. Well, they stop comparing. Well, my mama and my daddy never said that. My mama and my daddy. Well, my daddy never. Well, come think of it, I ain't seen my daddy. And my mama always sleeping. What? But my mama told me something. Well, you know. And then they just stop altogether and just come on to you. Well, you need to go. Why? Why go there? I've been coming to you all the time. So don't turn away our babies when they've been looking up to you and you've been mentioning them and you didn't know you were, but you were. You know. And they call and they come and check on you and they wanna know something. You know, give your side. But yes, and of course, if they have a parent that definitely could also add to some good, troubling, or necessary information for that child, go ahead and redirect them back to that parent to get more information. But by all means, give them whatever piece of knowledge you have. Because it takes a village, and
it does.
And I do believe, are those who missed the program today, which was so beautiful, and they had him in the horses, carried him over the Selma Bridge one more time, and took him past where he gave that speech that phenomenal day. You know, it was a beautiful arrangement, send-off, and all those military men, they were standing tall. We even had one pass out for standing.
Yes.
So long, 100 degrees out there before time to carry him in for his place on the throne.
But don't
so,
forget.
So, you know, you have to.
When not cutting you off before I it slips my mind, don't forget he is the first African-American to lie in that rotunda, okay?
That's
serious business, all right?
I was going down there on the throne, first one.
I beat you to it.
That's beautiful. No, hey, that's great. Because, see, the first, you see, and guess what that means, though, see? The first. Doesn't mean he has to be the only. It doesn't mean he has to be the last.
No.
So you see, you got to see history, and those of you who are still baffled or bumfounded or just you're still blinking, you still, you know, so much has happened.
Yes.
2020 came in serious.
Yes.
2020 is still rolling serious. Okay. So you know, it's like, you know, everything. There's an adjustment. You see, and. You just want to make sure whatever the adjustment that's required is for your benefit of safety. I know there's a lot of things going on with the schools, and I understand we don't want to over bombard our baby's brains. We don't want to do that.
No.
So what I would suggest, my dear one, okay, because I was a child once too, and let me tell you, you know, it's almost like the way it's crazy, because you turn in a situation that's going to affect somebody else into a warfare.
Yes.
Instead of it just being that, and you know, don't put it past our bright and lovely, because see, now they got a different kind of blood going through their venom. They want change, you see. They want to see that change. They got a horse riding so raised and so strong inside of them that they want to burst out. So you know what? I say this. Okay, I say this. Yes, I want my little great niece to go to school. Yes. Try it. You might like it. What if they make that they make it? What if they make it? Because their brains, you see, they've been cast. They've been sitting up in boxes in the houses and barely going here and there and can't minimize and this and that. They just itching. Their brains are itching for that opportunity to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you see, and it would be if you can catch me up, because I couldn't get up. Because of my computer didn't have computer. I didn't have, you know, didn't have the family or support to get me, to help me to learn and ask the questions, and didn't have the tools. But see, once school starts, you're going to have those tutors. They may be virtual, but you're going to have those tutors. You're going to have those TAs, maybe virtual, but you're going to have all that. It just might work, you see. And then the ones that need a little more time, so be it. Won't count against them now. If it's going to count against them, that's not cool. That's not cool. But as long as it's not going to count against them, okay, because, hey, let me tell you, that hare was slow, but that hare was fast, but that turtle was slow. But that turtle
that's
was
true.
Smarter than that hare and passed that finish line. You hear me? So you go, we got all the rages. We got those ones up there that say, oh, don't worry, Mom, Dad, I got this. They could do a semester in 2 weeks, okay? Those.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got ones doing a semester in a few months. Those ones. Then we have those that's just, you know, hey, you know, taking me, hey, you know, ask a few more questions and the light comes on, you know, and that's okay. I was one, in some of the subjects, I was one of those, take a minute for that light to come on, but I made it. And I'm so proud that I made it, because when I did go to college, I was straight A's. It was
That's
just
right.
The stress, I do believe, from the peer pressure. It was just different in when you're adolescents. And I applaud you, my youth. I applaud you. Proud of you. You are fighters. You know.
Oh, they're not
going to
give up.
They're
the true ones.
Stand up and fight. And do your best, whichever way they go. Don't let no adults, don't let nobody try to push you.
That's
be
right.
in this political warfare. You go in there and you carry on those pages and you learn. That's what you're going to do.
You
no
know,
matter
AG,
which way it turns, prepare
AG,
yourself.
We're winding it down now and talking to the young adults and giving that encouragement, and you're absolutely correct. You got fast starters, slow starters, no starters, but somewhere down in life, they get to. And when we are speaking of Congressman Lewis, you know, he was a man. He was about voters' rights, civil rights, and human rights. See, all of that couples in and that blends together. And as far as him not being a nonviolent person, but the most important thing is that he worked 80 years to light that torch. And now the torch is being passed, and during the time what we're experiencing here, everything is going. People say, well, hopefully it's going to know. Change is good. Sometimes change is painful, but change is good. But what makes the change and what continues the change are the change makers. So he was an individual that knew his purpose, and he stood in it. See, people say, he knew what his purpose was. The purpose is he wasn't being, he was doing. And that was a man that stood in his purpose. He left a legacy here. I said, I wept, I just know for happiness, for sadness, whatever it might be, just to see the overall setup on that. And on that note, as I'm going to say, you know, we always have something mindful. You come on, you shake us up against. We talking about education for those babies. I want to tell them, Nelson Mandela quoted, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. So however way they have to get it, if they have to get it on the computer screen, if they have to sit up under the oak tree and have somebody read it to them or draw or whatever, change is good. Even for us as adults, you know, getting in, having to go with this virtual stuff, you know, my thing is I'm a boomer. I'm not a zoomer. But you know what? I call myself Tech Annie here because I'm over here getting ready to get down and have been getting down. I had
You're
to learn.
You're a zoomer now.
Yeah, I had to learn.
Yeah.
We all have to go and adjust to that change. And like you
ma'am.
Say, you step into your greatness and you teach others. And you take others and teach them to do the same. So John, Congressman Lewis was an example of greatness, never giving up. He might have got his butt. Well, whatever he had to go through, he had a purpose, and he never stopped. And he didn't have to change who he was to fit in and to be a fan of anyone's. And that is the way things get done. And we're talking about good trouble. So the next time somebody see me coming and they say, oh, boy, here comes trouble, because, see, I've been hearing that stuff all my life. But I'm going to just say, but I'm good trouble. Okay? So that, I've always, there's trouble. I was born to create it, okay, to make sure that this stuff flows right. So as a child, I got those type of remarks. As an adult, I get them, but, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with what I have to do because we don't believe in giving up here, and it depends on my mood. How I'll come back, what you're doing. What did you say the babies be saying? What are you doing? Getting in trouble? What you say when the mama say, what you doing, minding my business or what? That's what they would get told. So, you know, Angie, we love you here. Waking Up with Linda McShann, we keep you woke. And Tuesday, we'll have Stephanie and What's Up coming on. And Thursday, Gloria's going to tell us how to eat. And Angie, you'll be back here with Find It Out Friday. And I know from Monday to Friday, you find out a lot of things. So on that note, we're going to say thank you.
And one more
you.
Thing, Linda. One more
Just
thing.
Give it to
Don't
me in a minute because I got to go.
Okay, It's been real sweet, and I love you all. And I just wish on Thursday that's when they're going to actually do the ceremony for him. So if you miss today, look out for Thursday.
Are they going to have the actual final memorial on Thursday, right?
On Thursday, and it will be televised. So look out for that on your on your televisions, wherever you are. And you'll enjoy what you hear because it was great today.
I love it. Angie, thank you. Yeah, brought tears to my eyes. Thank you for sharing and talking to my babies because, you know, they love to hear from you and the adults, too. We all do. And on that note, we're going to say good evening. It's Mindful Monday. Keep everything mindful out there, but most of all, keep love in your heart. We love you.
it up.